Merry Christmas. Who's the hero of the story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas? We know that story pretty well. I hope everyone knows that story pretty well. I'm going to highlight it tonight here just for a few moments before we continue with our worship service. Certainly the Grinch is not the hero of the story, right? Seamus, can you go ahead and move the slide forward there? There's the Grinch right there. The Grinch hated Christmas, right? Dr. Seuss doesn't give a lot of information of the backstory of the Grinch in his story, but we know a few things. We know, first of all, that the Grinch was green, right? We can go with that. We don't know why he was so unhappy in the story. We do know that he's living all alone just north in a cave, just north of the town of Whoville, where all the creatures live, the Whos. You probably know about the Whos. We know, perhaps, that he has cut himself off. And if you read the story, 53 years he's lived in a cave, isolated all by himself. We can imagine that at one point, the Grinch did live with the Whos. It just makes sense that at one point, 53 years before that grudge set in and he sat in his cave, that he was there decorating the Christmas tree. We can imagine that he was singing songs with the Whos, that he was just enjoying Christmas and that sort of thing. But then something must have happened to the Grinch, something that set him off. What do you think it was? Perhaps it was someone singing off-key to Joy to the World. Doesn't that drive you crazy when someone's just like, get the note right? Maybe it was that fifth serving of fruitcake. He just couldn't take it. Maybe it was all the hustle and bustle that was going on at Christmas. He just couldn't have it. Whatever happened 53 years before the story's told, something set the Grinch off, and he was really, really grumpy. What we also know about the Grinch is that the plot of the story, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, is that he wants to steal Christmas, right? Isn't that the point of the story? And his plan is to take the presents from the Whos. And this reveals kind of a deep psychological issue that the Grinch has. There's a German term for this. It's called, maybe you know about it, Schadenfreude. Do you know what that means? That means when someone takes joy at the harm and the pain that other people are experiencing. If you want to diagnose his mental health condition, it's Schadenfreude. He takes joy in the pain and the trouble that others experience. That's the Grinch. He certainly can't be the hero of the story. Hold on one second there. Well, in tonight's Christmas story, far more important than Dr. Seuss, of course, in tonight's Christmas story, it's not a story, it's a real event. And you see, we're being presented with some exemplary people to follow, and we need them in today's culture. We really need them badly. We have Joseph and Mary. They're about commitment and obedience and placing their lives into the Lord's hand, no matter what. It's not about their plan. It's about, Lord, how are you going to work in my life, for Joseph and Mary. We see wise men who are looking for signs for God. They see the star, and you'll hear it on Epiphany if you're in a church or in our church. They follow the signs for God. What a beautiful way to live your life, to look for signs that God's showing, because there are plenty of them. And we hear about the shepherds. We just sang. They're exemplary because they're not shy. They share about Jesus. And we're so often too shy about what God is doing. In the Christmas story, there's no villain. Did you hear about a villain in what Rob was reading here tonight from Luke chapter 2? Satan, it does not occur in the gospel accounts when Jesus is born. And those antagonistic Pharisees and Sadducees don't appear in the Christmas story either. So there you have it. You know, sometimes I think with Christmas, don't you think sometimes that we're our own worst enemy? That sometimes the Grinch like sneaks into our bodies and we become a little more grouchy. Anyone can relate to that. In the last few weeks, have you been a little grinchy? and you're, a few of you are laughing, maybe even tonight you've already had that happen, that moment in your family where the Grinch came out in you. Here are some of the things that I did, confession, in the last couple of weeks. I got pretty mad when someone pulled into my spot at the Safeway parking lot. And there was a there's like a Grinchy moment, okay? We put together a 1,000-piece puzzle for Advent this year, and a puzzle piece went missing. I may have accused the dog of chewing up the puzzle piece. And there was a Grinchy moment there. A couple other Grinchy moments happened when I had 50 things on my to-do list to get done for church and family, and then a few more were added. I might have sighed and shrugged my shoulders. Have you ever done that? A Grinchy kind of feeling. And I think sometimes we can even have that that mental health diagnosis, Schadenfreude, in which we get so caught up in the pain of life. When someone else has pain and hurt, it's like, oh, at least I didn't get it. And that's such a dangerous place to be. So this sermon's for participation, okay? Turn to a neighbor and show them your Grinch face, okay? Just take a moment. Show your neighbor. Go, John, do it. Do it. Yep. I want to see the Grinch face. All right. All right. Now, Seamus, we can... Very good. You're getting carried away now. That's good. Go ahead and go to the next one. So what we got up here is these are the heroes we think that these are the heroes of the story of Dr. Seuss. These are the Whos. Everything that the Whos do is opposite of the Grinch, right? So the Whos are filled with joy and laughter, while the Grinch is filled with anger and resentment. The Whos are hanging ornaments. The Grinch is hanging a frown on his face. Just a couple things. Let's highlight this real quick about the Whos. This is beautiful. If you can do these three things tonight, if you can copy the Whos in your family gatherings and tomorrow, you have hit a home run for Christmas. This is what the Whos do in the story. They're dedicated to community. They're always together in the story. They're always holding hands. If the one goal that came out of Christmas this year was the sense of community with loved ones and being together, and I'm looking out and seeing so many families together, if you're bonded a little closer, that Christmas would be awesome. Number two, the Whos, if you read the story, they're eating all the time.